Blog Talk Radio.
I watch your face while you are asleep.
Yeah,
arresting grace.
This is for you, Haiti.
I want to keep.
This is for everybody around the world. That's going through a lot. On light, on the pain at night, he shined through darkness. I pray for my people that's lost. That's why he was on the cross for our sins. This world's no more, so why not help the poor? Natural disaster, earthquake, Haiti, that's where my parents' birthplace is. Crazy, I'm still fighting with myself, holding on the truth. It's not good for your health. Time is running out, so keep strong. Even the road is long, so just keep faith. Love people that hate, don't look back. Family, friends, love them to the end. Here, grab my hand, and let's be a rock like the band. And jump up and be God's biggest fan. Let's go and follow him to the road that's no longer cold. God help us all, let's get up while we fall. Please answer when he calls. You gotta be honest, just listen to my voice. In this world, you gotta make the right choice. It's not about rich or fame. During hard times, just switch up your game. My heart matches my body, my soul, my spirit. My people, can you feel it? Our God is the realest. Reaching for the stars, walk with me. Cause we gonna make it far. I've been places, I've seen faces. Very unhappy, now the devil trying to trap me. But my faith is power, so I'm scared that coward. So I keep flowing like the shower, minute by minute, hour by hour. I become my dream, every day I become my king. Keep a lookout, cause it's coming like a thief in the night. Get ready, no more fight.
I watch your face while you are asleep. Arresting grace, I want to keep. I'll light the way.
Hold on.
So you can see.
Even though it's a long road, we're gonna make it. We all gonna make it.
Just hold on.
Thank God. Pain right now.
Every day,
just keep faith.
I can stay.
Keep strong.
In my life, I take care of you.
We're here to overcome everything and our obstacles. Hold on, live
hold
your
on.
Dream.
What do I say? I'm blessed.
huh? Is it the car that I drive, or the place that I rest, or the way that I dress now, now? It's the cause of my pride, the stage and the set, or my face in the press now, now? It's the applause that dies when the praise is blessed. If my face is depressed, then, it's cause my value of works and the volume of the work I produce and the proof in the booth. It's the prize and the curse that's defined by the perks when the truth is through, it's through. Man, I'm gonna feel like I don't wanna live no more, no more, no more. Cause they don't like me like they did in 04, 04, 04. So I swallow my pride, empowered by God, I'm complete in Him. He's got peace, God's peace I'm in. In His presence, weak His strength, meet His kin, weak His brethren, read this list. Me forgiven, He's dismissed. Guilt in my sin, and I find my worth cause I'm Jesus' friend.
I'm not the shoes I wear, I'm not the clothes I buy, I'm not the house I live in, I'm not the car I drive, Lord. I'm not the job I work. You can't define my worth by nothing on God's green earth. My identity is found in Christ, it's found in Christ.
My hair done, toes, nails, if that hurts, well, it's hard to tell. Cause she's so caked up in all that makeup, it's like she's trying to make up for what she ain't, but she's a saint, but so confused. Cause she's been rejected by all these dudes that tell her on a scale of 10 she's a 2. But that ain't true, if she only knew. In Christ she is loved, she's secure and accepted. Never be rejected by God who's elected her. Her beauty is a godliness, and she ain't got a front cause it's obvious. Identity is found in the God we trust. Any other identity was self-destruct. Yeah, our identity is found in the God we trust. Any other identity was self-destruct.
I'm not the shoes I wear, I'm not the clothes I buy, I'm not the house I live in, I'm not the car I drive, no. I'm not the job I work. You can't define my worth by nothing on God's green earth. My identity is found in Christ, it's found in Christ.
Y'all listen to Faith Power Radio. You listen to Faith Power Radio. Megarachi, you on there?
Yeah.
All right. Give me a second. Yeah, man. Basically, I would like to apologize for those. I was on air 6 minutes late, maybe later than that. But I'm on air, and that's what really matters. I would like to thank the Most High, you know, that he, you know, he's actually, you know, giving us strength to continue doing what we got to do on air. You know, thank God for that. And the title is Plain Africanness. Ain't that right, brother?
Yeah, that's right. Pan-Africanness. Yeah.
Well, I want to go more into detail due to the fact that I've been learning a lot. You know, because, you know, the Most High, the creator of the universe by himself, he's going to continue revealing more knowledge and wisdom to those that is chosen, you know, and those that's not really chosen, they're not going to receive the message. And knowing that, I find more message about the Moors. The message about the Moors and all that. We're not just African or Ethiopian Jews or whatnot, but we all race. And knowing that we've been separate in different continents and whatnot, finding out that we're not just only Africans or whatnot, but we actually was ruling all nations, including Europe. You know, that's the information I receive on studying and whatnot, you know, from Christopher Columbus, you know, separating us in different continents and all whatnot, that we are colors, we all tribes at the same time. And they call us Africans, but we're actually more Indians. I want you to correct me, my brother, you know, and give more details on that.
Okay.
Hello?
Yeah. What you said, like on more Indian?
Yeah, we're most likely our background is actually more Indians, African per se. Our identity's been stripped, like many times, and finding out our deep roots is actually Moors.
Right. Well, you know, as far as I know on that side, if your people is like from Georgia, you know, like South Carolina, like, you know, like Southern of United States, you're most likely Indian. You know, if your people is from there, you know, because that's where a lot of the Indians was at around that time, like in Georgia, South Carolina, like North Carolina, all that is like Indian.
But most likely they said, you know, Christopher Columbus actually went in different continents, even including Haiti. Most likely and put them in Europe, separate them, put them in Africa, and then that's when African slavery came about. I'm not sure because that's the information I receive as Moors, like thousands of years ago or whatnot. But they say the history started from 15 something or 17 something or whatnot from separation with the Moors.
Right, with the Moors.
We are Moors now. That's the thing.
Well, yeah, Moors is just mean. It's another word for black. Hey, that came from Greek.
Yeah,
it was called Moorish.
Moorish. It's more like we're all colors. We all tribes. Melanin is basically the same thing. Because melanin is all color, most likely.
Yeah, it's a darker shade.
Yeah.
You know, melanin is that, you know. But, yeah, it's, you know, the black, you know, that, because we wasn't speaking English back in those times. You know, we wasn't speaking English. So, Moorish, all that mean black. That just came from black. That was Greek terminology. It was another word for black. So that's what it is. It's melanin. It's
Moorish. Moorish, most likely, because they say there's Moors in Europe. There's Moors in China. There's Moors in Ethiopia. There's Moors everywhere in different continents, you know, from the studies I did. And it's like, you know, because, you know, when, you know, like when they give like separation, like they talk about separation from black people and white people, but it's like we're supposed to be most likely the kings of all tribes. So we're supposed to be as one with all tribes. Like basically it's the 12 tribes where the Moors are. You know what I'm saying? The Moors is basically the 12 tribes.
Well, just another word, like Hebrew, you know, some, you know, people want to say they're Hebrew, they're going to say they're Moor, they're going to say they're African, they're going to say they're melanin. So, Moor, just another word of just saying you're black, you know, so that just...
Without using the word black. Yeah, without using the word black.
Yeah.
Because using that word black is actually lowering the vibration. Because when you use the word black, because, you know, black is just, you know, it has no meaning to it. There's no background to it. But more has a meaning to it, you know what I mean? And it's a deep root for all race. Or you could just say melanin, most likely, you know what I mean? But if you just use black, it's just like you're on that, we're still like in that third dimension or whatnot. So, you know, it's like the studies is like, it sounds complicated, but it's really not, really. Because the thing is, melanin and Moor or Hebrew or whatnot, it basically explains, you know, we all tribes. We're all tribes and different race or whatnot. You see what I'm saying? As one. Am I right, my brother?
Well, more, you know, it's just another word. It's just another word used for black. You know, that's just another word. You know, because the Moors, they say, oh, they not, they're not black. They're more. Some of them even consider themselves to be white, 'cause they say white is purity.
Yeah.
When white mean life and deaf, they say deaf mean black. That's why Moors don't consider themselves to be black, because they tell my black mean deaf.
Okay, so that's we actually consider as Moors, man, because we are actually in mixed race here.
Right. Well, but the same thing when it goes. That's why I'm just saying, just going back in those days, they wasn't called blacks. They was called Moors. It just another word meaning for black. That's all. It just fall on it.
Okay, okay, okay. So most likely it's actually melanin then is the word to actually
right,
use.
Melanin is better than everything. Cause
okay, good.
Kemet was called, Kemet, that would stand for the land of the black. You know what I'm saying? The black land, the land of the black. So, you know, that is
the reason why I brought that up. The reason why I brought that up, because I'm like, you know, because there's a lot of Black Panthers going out here, and the Hebrew Israelites, and some of them is not saying what they're supposed to say. You know what I'm saying? And then it's like, oh, you know, there's white folks here. We don't supposed to associate with these white folks. You see what I'm saying? You get what I'm saying? It's like they separating people. And we don't supposed to separate people. We're supposed to gather our people, you see what I'm saying? But the ones that's on that wicked side of things, we don't deal with them at all. You know what I mean? You know, those people that's dealing with, you know, the Vatican or whatnot, or the ones that's on that Willie Lynch syndrome, because that's a real disease, man. It's real bad. It's really bad out here, man. Really bad. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, Willie Lynch. Yes, a lot of them, you know, a lot of them been Willie Lynch, you know, a lot of them. You know, most of the community has got that Willie Lynch mindset.
Yeah. Even the older folks, you know what I mean? Even the older folks, you know, when the older folks, like your parents or whatnot, see you that you're in a different transition, they see you as you're crazy. But, you know, they're actually the one that's in the matrix and they're not awakened due to the fact that you transform, they see you as other. So it's like okay, you're a new creature now due to the fact that they think you're crazy, due to the fact that you fall into the new knowledge and wisdom, you see what I'm saying, and you're doing things differently from other people. Of course they're going to think you're crazy because you're doing things differently from other people. So they don't understand the fact. They don't understand about being a new creature. You see what I'm saying? I experienced being a Christian for a long time, and I fell into the abyss a couple of times. I did the same thing over and over, and repent. And it's like, you know, enough is enough. You know, my inner being, my spirit starting to grow. At the same time, I'm having warnings from the Most High telling me this is your last time. You see what I'm saying? And it's like, you know, that fear came into me like, okay, that's going to be my last time. If I don't get myself right, I'm going to perish. So I said, you know what, let me find some more knowledge and wisdom. I asked the spirit to guide me, to find my background, find my identity, not just background, my identity, my true identity, so I won't perish. That's what's going on with everybody right now. Nobody's not finding their identity. You know, everybody's actually in the illusion state of mind and stuck and trapped, and some people don't want to get out. You know, they're too comfortable. They're in the comfort zone. You know what I'm saying? You know, even though we explain about Africanness or whatnot, or explain about these other things, about culture or whatnot, but due to the fact that people has to wake up, you know, they have to wake up. Because, you know, it's hell on earth. Right now we're in hell on earth. Things is changing. Time, you know, the beast time is just, you know, it's playing with people's mind right now. The calendar, whatnot, the mind calendar, you know, they're putting spells on everybody, you know, that's actually following the time, the calendar or whatnot. You know, they're putting spells on everybody right now. You see what I'm saying? Most likely our tribe, you know, and the best way is to rise up. Myself is God, you know what I mean? People don't want to accept that, but, you know, the universal creator did made us, and, you know, and he wants us to, you know, conquer ourselves, you know. It's in Matthew. It's in Matthew. I forgot what verse was it. A man that builds his own house or whatnot. I forgot what verse was it. But if you build your own house and you build it and you conquer your own temple. You see what I'm saying? And you conquer yourself. You know, conquer the flesh. Imagine how many things you could do. You see what I'm saying? Conquer the mind and the temptation of this world, you know. But, you know, it's just more than, you know, our identity. It's actually conquering the now, not the tomorrow, not the future, but the now, the today. You see what I'm saying? Because, I mean, you don't know what tomorrow is going to bring. So, you know, those that's being lazy and procrastinating say, yeah, I'm going to do this tomorrow. Oh, I'm going to repent tomorrow. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to stop watching TV tomorrow. You know, why not focus on now? You see what I'm saying? That's for all Christians. That's for all religion, all people. You know what I mean? I don't got no problem. Me and Migarachi don't have no problems with nobody. You know, we love everybody. We just here to help. We just here to give information, the right information, you know, to rise up everybody, you know, to rise up the 13th vibration, to get where I have to get at, you know, and so they could, you know, leave this earth with the astral plane the right way, you know what I mean? And when people explain about the rapture or whatnot, the rapture is you, actually, to get yourself right. Am I right, Migarachi?
Yeah, it's your path on ascension. You know, it's, you know, basically that's what it is. You know, you're ascending. You know, that's what you're supposed to do, you know, ascend. You know, that's a rise above, you know, the third dimension we in, you know?
Exactly. Exactly.
And also, once you ascend, you won't get trapped into time because it's like a universal grid, and, you know, time is an illusion. So, you know, those who, you know, that they're going to be stuck into the third dimension. They're going to be trapped into time, and only a few will ascend out of time. You know, so that's what they're trying to do, the Vatican or the so-called Illuminati. They're trying to leave everybody trapped into time.
Yeah.
So that's what it is. Yeah,
man. So you know, that's why we have to, you know, conquer ourselves before we think about conquering the world. Because due to the fact that, you know, we could say this, we could say that, but action speaks louder than words. You know what I mean? Our ancestors is here. They are watching. They are waiting for us. You know, and they're not gonna wait too long. You know what I mean? Because there's other Earths, other planets are prepared, you know. It's in the Word of God, you know. He you know, they say, you know, Jesus, of course, the you know, about Jesus, whatnot, you know, saying that he will prepare a new heaven and earth. You see what I'm saying? And that's in the Word. But due to the fact that you know, we have to be Christ-like and depart from the world. You know, we have to start working on ourselves, because most likely what I see in church nowadays is church activities. I don't have no problem with church activities, because I know that's, you know, for the youth or whatnot. But I feel that's a distraction. They do more church activities than more on, you know, self-knowledge and teachings of, you know, our ancestors and our history or whatnot. They don't, you know, I mean, some churches do teach about certain history, but the thing is they don't teach certain things. You know what I mean? All they think about is, oh, yeah, you know, Jesus is coming back. The rapture is going to happen or whatnot, you know, and there's a lot of false doctrine that's happening right now, man. You know, it is a lot of false doctrine. And the rapture is yourself, you know, and for you to ascend, to leave the earth, you know, I self is God, and people need to understand that, you know, you need to focus on yourself. Stay away from the technology, I mean, not technology per se, but TV, you know what I mean? You know, watch positive things at least. You see what I'm saying? If you don't watch TV, watch something positive, something truthful. That's going to actually, you know, help you out. Or, you know, study more, create more, you know, build your own foundation. Keep yourself busy on the positive things, you know. And stay away from sexual activities, man. Real talk.
Yeah, slow it down. Slow it down.
You know, slow it down or just stop, because people that wants to reach that 13th dimension really quick, just stop eating meat. Stop eating
turkey. Yeah, the earth is going to transcend into the fifth dimension. You know, that's where the earth is going to, the fifth dimension.
My brother, I want to explain something, right? They say the Japanese are eating whales. I don't know if you heard about that. They say they're eating dolphins and whales, and they hunt them down. I don't know if you heard about that.
No, I didn't hear about that one.
Oh, yeah. I heard they're eating dolphins. They're hunting them, selling them. They say, oh, it's a tradition, whatnot. You know, but they hunting the dolphins, killing the dolphins and the whales. I mean, not just that, but in Florida, there's a lot of whales dying from all last week, the week before. You know what I mean? The earth is dying by itself. People eating meat like crazy. Okay, people don't know that, you know, what they're eating right now might be a human being. You know what I'm saying? That's the reason why I'm doing my best to stop eating meat, like, completely. You know what I mean? You know, if I don't have no food in my fridge, I won't eat at all. I'm telling you the truth, my brother. I would just drink some water. Because due to the fact that there's so many diseases out here, man, there's so many things out here. They're making colognes of food. Clones of cow, whatever they're making, is nasty, bro. That is nasty. You know what I mean? Where they get all this meat from? Tell me. If there's not, you know, all these dead cows being found in the farms, where they get all this meat from? You see what I'm saying?
Little kids that's getting kidnapped.
Yeah, getting missing. And you see the pictures on in the Walmart wall. Like, every time you walk inside of Walmart, you see pictures of missing kids. Tell me why.
You know, Burger King is Murder King.
That's nasty, man. That's just straight fucking nasty. I'm out, you know, excuse my language, but that's fucking nasty, dog. And people need to understand this world done changed. The dimension of this world done changed, man. There's nothing but reptilians out here, blood-sucking vampires.
Yeah, reptilians. Those, to be honest with you, that is the real enemies, you know, like the reptilians.
Shapeshifters, you
and
know.
Reptilians and insectilians and
the grays that pollute your mind, that goes in your mind when you do things of the world like drinking and smoking. You know what I'm saying? I'm doing my best to start smoking, to tell you the truth. Because every time I end up being a little emotional or whatnot, and I start getting negative thoughts in my mind. So what I do, I jump in the Word of God or I keep myself busy. But due to the fact that entities love it, you know what I mean, knowing that I am chosen, you know, Megarachi is chosen, they're going to attack the chosen ones. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, they're going to attack the
They're going to attack the chosen ones because those entities are waiting for us right now as we speak. You know what I'm saying?
At the same time, they they got all type of tactics, you know, messing with you, even with TV, the frequency.
Yeah.
They can, you know, the elites can have it tuned in to a frequency and they can play with your brain. Same thing eating with blood foods, you know, same thing with eating bloody foods.
Yeah.
They also tap into
Or they mess with your family member too, my brother, because that's what I'm experiencing right now as we speak. I'm experiencing that. I'm not going crazy. It's like their face is changing because they see that I'm departing from certain things. You see what I'm saying? Not too long ago, my brother offered me to get some drinks or whatnot, you know, to drink a bottle with him, whatever. I told him, nah, man, I'm good. Earlier, I was actually planning to, you know, blaze or whatnot. You know, that was that temptation. I was like, nah, I'm not going to do it. I went outside, next door neighbor just polluting the air with Kush. You see what I'm saying? The whole Hollywood is polluted with Kush. I'm not lying to you, my brother. No, today's Saturday. It's like some type of force is in the air for you to do that every Saturday for some reason or weekend. You know, it's like a weekend thing, like, oh, the beast is in the air, like, yeah, you gotta smoke. You know what I mean? You gotta do it.
And the same thing is like if you with that indoor, a lot of that indoor growing weed, it grows in the house and those lights is like artificial. You know,
yeah.
You need to get real sunlight because, you know, sunlight give life. Well, you know, it make life, continue living, you know, like how grass keep growing, you know,
yeah.
How we still living because of the sun. So it best to have weed that's, like, growing outdoors so that they get real sunlight. That's the weed you should have.
Exactly.
That artificial.
That backyard.
You know, it's good to grow it in the backyard or whatever like that in the grass because the sun is out. If you're growing it inside, that's part of the fight.
Nah, we're going to continue, man. We're going to continue because we was late, so, yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, it's that artificial light. So it's good to have weed that grows outside, you know, that is more natural because you get exposed to sunlight.
And those that's listening, I know there's some Christians out there listening. I know there's some Christians out here listening, but don't act like, oh, yeah, we da 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 da. Y'all Christians, the main one be smoking, so don't get it twisted. You know what I mean?
Yeah, no reptilians, them the demons. You know, those are the ones they think is demons. It's those reptilians.
Mm-hmm.
As them. Yeah.
Yeah, the demonic entities that actually possess your mind, that actually could possess you and control you or whatnot, make you do certain things you don't even remember. You know what I mean? It's just like drinking. When you drink, you don't remember what you do the next day. You end up sleeping with some woman you don't even know. You know what I mean? That's because you just gave a vulnerable vessel up, like, oh, man, what just happened, dude? Like, you know, or you just end up in jail, like, you don't even know what just happened. You know what I mean? So, you know, it's like this planet is in turmoil right now, and we have to make a decision what we're going to do as one. You know what I mean? We're going to, me and Megarachi and everybody else that's spreading the word, like 13th Son and the others out there that's giving the word or whatnot. You know, we're going to do what we got to do, and then we're going to depart from this earth. You know what I mean? That goes for everybody, man. That's that goes for everybody. We're going to do what we got to do, leave our mark in this earth. You know what I mean? Leave it for the history books. We gone, man. Seriously. And that's real talk. That is real talk, man, because, you know, our ancestors woken us up. You know what I mean? My brother here on the phone, you know, on air, you know, he helped me out to getting certain levels of knowledge and wisdom. you know, the Holy Spirit took me to the rest of the way at the same time, and it's like, boom, you know, here I am right now, you know, and there's no stopping, there's no turning back. So now all we gonna do is build our foundation, built, and then we gone, man. We just gonna do our destiny, we gone. And those that want to lead, go ahead and lead. Don't follow. Just do what you have to do. Do it right. You see what I'm saying? Don't follow people. Don't follow those wrong people, man. Don't do it, man. Just, you know, I'm saying this in the bottom of my heart, man. This, you know, we in the last days, man. This is hell on earth. You know, the earth is shifting. The nature's shifting. The earth is being swallowed up with sinkholes. You know, L.A., Los Angeles is on fire, of course. You know what I mean?
That's what it's there for, Los Angeles and Los Angeles.
Exactly, and there's number five over there. I know you know about there's a number five over there in Los Angeles right now, right? Yeah, there's a massive reports about fire. You know, they say there was kids at the campsite trying to, you know, do like some campfire or whatnot. They walked away for a few seconds, then boom, the whole forest was on fire. That's our ancestors, kid.
Yeah.
Cause come on now, like a little small campfire, then boom, all of a sudden the whole forest is on fire. A couple of mansions burnt down too. You see what I'm saying? It's not a joke, not a game, man. It's not a game. Coastal Florida, dead whales, sinkholes. You know, the United States is like below zero, you know what I mean? Miami's been like, it was cold back, like, come on, man. You know,
yeah, that's that hard, man.
And that's hell. That's hell. You know, hell is cold. You know what I mean? Hell is cold, not hot. It's
true, because you already know, like it's hell, like that fall, you know, ice hell.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, and also when somebody die, they always go into the moor. And, you know, that is a cold place. You know, that's a cold. Like when somebody die, they always go into somewhere cold. They don't go where someone that is hot. And also when I hear when people, I had got touched, you know, by the dead before. It's like cold. You know, you feel like goosebumps or your hair start rising up. So
yeah.
You know, it's a cold place. It's not a hot place. And Buddhism says the same thing. Place, not a hot place. Yeah.
See, that's what I'm saying. Because Buddhism is dealing with the Moors. You know what I'm saying? Black Buddha, and you know, people don't want to accept that, but it's okay. That's fine. You know, do your research. You'll find out. But,
yeah, Black Buddha. Yeah.
African Buddha. But everybody
Sambo
should know, man.
Sambo, S-A-M-B-O, got naughty hair.
Yeah, hold up. I heard a little tapping on the phone. Hold up. Okay, yeah, they probably listening right now. Well, that's fine. Yeah, man, they're listening. Yeah, the phone is tapped right now. So, but yeah, because we're getting deep. But yeah, when you know people say when pigs fly, you know hell freezes over. Well, hell is freezing over and whatnot, and you know everything is you know, the United States is freezing up, you know what I mean, below zero, whatnot. It's like, that's crazy, man. That is hell. That is hell on earth. That is hell, because due to the fact that crops and all that food, you know what I mean, you know, the farm in Florida, you know, they say the farm in Florida, you know, it's like being frozen, the food being frozen. How are we going to eat? You know what I'm saying? So it's like, that's why we have to fast. That's why we have to eat vegetables. Or whatnot, grow our own vegetables in our yard. You know, I'm glad I got avocados in my backyard, man. I'm good. And I got coconut tree in the front, and I got mango tree in the front. But due to the fact that it's freezing outside, it's like it takes a while to grow.
Yeah.
But, you know, thank God, you know, we got sun, because the sun be coming out most of the time. And I see these airplanes be passing by, dropping some powder or whatnot, and I see more clouds. You know, that's kind of weird, but, you know, it's all good. You know, our ancestors got our back and opened them clouds up, and then we see the sun again, because I've been seeing that for a couple of days now, bro. I don't know if you've been seeing that, because I've been doing meditation outside, and all I've seen is airplanes dropping clouds like little chemicals or whatnot in the sky every single day. Every single day, my brother. You know what I'm saying? So they're not playing with us, so we should not be playing with them either. You know what I mean? You know, just like you know, when you reunite with yourself and your ancestors, you know what I mean, where do you think X-Men came from? Tell me. You know what I mean? Once we get our powers back and we reunite, of course, and, you know, X-Men actually explains about us. You know that, right? X-Men actually explains about us, man. It actually explains it all. You see the humans getting mad. They go against them. They discriminate or whatnot. Jealousy. The government attack them, prison them. And then you see one of the peoples in the congressman were trying to make some type of chemical to lower their powers. I know you've seen all that. That's crazy, man. That is so crazy, dog. And then it's like when you reunite with your peoples, they get really mad and they get scared. You know what I'm saying? They get really scared. So, but that does explain about X-Men also, you know what I mean? You know, because if you, I don't know if people watch History Channel too much, but like Marvel, I think it's called Marvel, people, what's it called? I forgot the name of it. Like the people who has this gifts, they have all types of gifts around the world. The guy who created X-Men and whatnot.
Yeah, he made it. It's like the real life superheroes.
Yeah, there you go. And then those type of people around the world actually has those type of gifts, you know what I mean? Super strength, ability, flexibility, you see what I'm saying? All types of gifts, and it's like we could do all that, you know what I mean, in one. But due to the fact that we have so many Bird Kings around us and television and all types of stuff, you know, to lower our vibration, is like, okay, how are we going to get to that dimension, you know, if there's so many distractions? Well, you know, you have to do your best and conquer, man. Be a king, man. And that's when ego does come in. You know, people say, oh, ego's bad, this and that, da, da, da. But there's a reason why you need your ego, because your ego is yourself. I self is God. And, you know, when you find yourself, your ego does come out. And, you know, people say it's evil, but what not, it's not that. It's not really evil. It's just that the fact that... You know, evil people use it for evil. You see what I'm saying? And the righteous, you know, fall into a false doctrine and be like, oh, I'm not going to be egotistic or whatnot, so I'm just going to be like this. And then what happens to them? They get dumped over. Once they get dumped over, then they fall into the abyss. Why? Because they fall into weakness or suicidal or whatnot. You see what I'm saying? I know what I'm talking about due to the fact that, you know, I've been through hell already myself, you know what I'm saying, being a so-called Christian and whatnot and being soft and nice. I'm thinking, okay, that's the Christian way, let me be nice, and then, you know, and then people stabbing my back, and I'm saying yes to things I don't really mean sometimes, and it's like, you got to learn how to use your confidence, your pride, and your ego, so you could conquer yourself, so you could stop doing those things of the world. You see what I'm saying? You know, if a friend tell you, oh, I got some drinks for you, man, you know, whatnot, you want to hang out, tell them no. You're not being mean. You just tell them no. Look, I don't want to deal with that. I don't want to do that. I don't want to deal with it, cuz. You feel me, cuz? Hey, cuz, you want to blaze? Nah, I'm good, you know. I'm good. I got my own stuff, you know. Oh, what you trying to say? You know. But I'm just giving a little example to everybody that's listening, because sometimes people are confused. You know, people are confused due to the fact that the way they teach us, They teach us to be in a certain way, but it's not the way. You see what I'm saying? And then, you know, Christians still fall into the abyss. They still fall into the pit. I know what I'm talking about because I've been through it already. You know what I mean? I've been through that type of, you know, transition, you know, when I got baptized from 16, got bullied, you know what I mean, praying in the classroom, got laughed at. So I'm like, okay, this is the way. I'm thinking this is the way. This is the way, you know what I mean? And then all of a sudden, you know, I'm transforming, I'm growing. God showing me more, like, look, this is not the way. This is not the way. This is not the way. God showing me, look, this is not the way. You have to walk like a king, talk like a king, be bold. Don't be soft, because God don't want no punks in heaven.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You got to be tough. I'm going to explain this to all people that's listening, because they have to listen. You have to find your identity and be tough. You have to be bold. This is the time to be bold in the last days, and you have to learn how to say no to certain things you don't want to, because you create your own world. You create your own future. You create your own destiny at the same time. You don't let people create your destiny for you, because if you let people create your own destiny for you, you're going to fall into the abyss anyway. So, you know, and I self is God. I'm going to continue saying that, you know, people going to, you know, have, you know, I might have enemies or whatnot. Who cares? I had enemies before. I don't really care, because I self is God, you know what I mean, and whatnot. And the Most High Almighty, he knows my heart, you know what I mean? He knows Megarachi heart. So, you know, but Megarachi, you got anything you want to say before, you know, we cut the short?
Yeah, you know, just, you know thyself. It's going back to that. Know your history. Then once you know your history, you'll know yourself. Then once you know yourself, you'll know who your enemy is. Because if you don't know yourself, you're your own worst enemy.
That's another thing right here, man. That's another thing. You know, I want to explain. Because I've been taught in a way that, oh, you have to love your enemies. And I'm thinking, okay, you love your enemies, so that means I can still hang with my enemies. And you know what I mean? And I'm like, what? You know, that's when I was younger now. You know what I mean? When I was lost, still lost. Even, you know, so-called baptized, but I was still lost. I was like, love my enemies. So I started hanging with my enemies and whatnot, stabbed in the back. You know what I mean? And, you know, and those people I was hanging with never want to see me succeed. You know what I'm saying? Even though I was actually, you know, being known in different places and whatnot, and doing what I have to do, and doing this music thing and whatnot, I was still hanging with my enemies, and it was lowering me down. It was lowering my vibration down. You know what I'm saying? So as me being a so-called Christian, I just fell into the pit, like, okay, you know, all right, you know, still hanging with my enemies, and the negativity, that negative energy just came up to me. So, you know, that's why you have to find yourself. Love yourself. Please, people, love yourself. Don't listen to these false doctrines. Don't listen to these false preachers when they say, oh, people going to be lovers of that self in the last days. That's bad. Because the Pope in the Vatican is going to teach you that. They're going to feed you garbage, because due to the fact that they already know the ancient knowledge, they're already hiding it. They're hiding the alchemy. You see what I'm saying? They're hiding all the powers or whatnot. They want you to be in your lower state, your lower vibration. They want you to bow down to them. They want you to bow down to them. You remember now? God say he's a jealous God. You shall bow down to no one.